All in the nuclear family today on the world. I'm Marco Werman. George Bunn negotiated non-proliferation treaties during the Cold War. Now his son, Matthew Bunn, worries about groups like ISIS.
If they ever turn to nuclear weapons, they've got more money, more people, more territory under control, more ability to recruit experts globally than Al-Qaeda at its best ever had.
Plus, a state of the economy in Venezuela.
I saw milk at a grocery this week for the first time in a year and a half, but it's priced maybe four times higher than it used to be.
And the Standing Rock Sioux get global support for their Dakota pipeline protest.
Norway, Central America, the Philippines. It's truly one of the biggest environmental fights on the view of a lot of indigenous peoples right now.
Those stories and much more today here on The World. Good to have you with us today. Tense politics and big protests. We've got plenty of both on the show, including an update on the protests over the Dakota Access Pipeline. That's coming up in a few minutes. We begin, though, in Venezuela. Massive street protests there this week calling for President Nicolas Maduro to step down. The Venezuelan opposition says he's to blame for the country's economic problems, which include soaring prices and food shortages.
I saw milk at a grocery this week for the first time in a year and a half.
Wow. A year and a half?
But it's priced maybe four times higher than it used to be.
Hannah Dreyer reports for the Associated Press from the Venezuelan capital, Caracas. So the leaders opposed to President Nicolas Maduro called for a 12-hour general strike today. Apparently they've been happening all over Venezuela. What form have they been taking in the capital?
It's pretty quiet in the capital. There's really no traffic during what should be rush hour. The metro is emptier, some shops and schools are closed, but the government made a threat yesterday that they would expropriate any business that shut down, and the secret police massed outside of the mansion of the country's largest business owner. So a lot of people are worried, and we're not seeing the total shutdown of the country that I think the opposition was hoping for.
You mentioned that President Maduro has threatened to seize control of companies that join the strike. This sounds pretty unprecedented. Can Maduro do this? Has he started doing it?
He is doing it. They've said that they will take over any shop that closes today. So while workers might be staying home, it would have to be a very brave business owner to shut down operation.
And protesters are chanting, democracy, yes, dictatorship, no. What is the sense when you actually speak with people on the street? Do they see this as kind of the end game being getting Maduro out?
A lot of Venezuelans are asking themselves this week if the country has become a dictatorship. Last week, the government shut down the best democratic option for getting President Maduro out of office, which was a recall election. This week, Venezuelans are very worried. People are turning out in huge numbers to protest the Maduro administration. But the government's response has really just been more authoritarianism, so more going after protesters. And people are starting to ask themselves if they're going to be willing to die in the streets. There was a big protest movement 2 years ago where 40 people were killed. It's looking like it's going to take something like that to really make a change here.
It sounds really kind of at a pivotal moment for Venezuela. Are Venezuelans clear about what or who they want next, aside from we want to eat and we'd like a little more money?
Venezuelans are clear that they don't like what's happening right now. 80% of the country wants President Maduro gone. But they're also very angry with the opposition. Even at a major protest this week where maybe 500,000 people turned out, people were saying they don't trust opposition leaders to keep taking to the streets, to keep the pressure up. People want to change, but they don't seem to really trust any leaders right now to help them achieve it.
Yeah, and that seems kind of emblematic of this whole recall campaign. The government election authorities blocked it. I mean, it really does feel like crisis is where this is all headed. Do you hear from Venezuelans that they think it's going to be violent?
People are worried that it's going to be violent, and I think people are also hoping that it's going to be violent. There aren't a lot of options right now for the opposition. They've been pretty much totally shut out of the democratic process. And even when they stage these big, peaceful demonstrations, nothing seems to happen. There was a video that went viral this week of a young, very skinny student shouting in the face of a heavily armed soldier on a police line at one of these protests. And he's shouting, I'm starving. Are you going to kill me because I'm starving? Then kill me because I can't take it anymore. And the soldier is just there kind of impassively. I think a lot of Venezuelans saw the whole situation in that video. People are furious. They're trying to get attention, and the government just isn't responding.